With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Last minute predictions. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast, and it's me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and with me today is Andrew Erickson, bringing the big pot energy, brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. I'm pretty sure he's had so many energy drinks before today's show, we had to calm him down right before. Derek Brown doesn't need an energy drink. He's like a human one, so D-Bro's with us as well. And today, you know, it's draft season, which means today's show is going to be about surprises, bold predictions, and some prop bets that you might want to make. In fact, some of our favorite we're going to lay out for you later in the show. But before we get going, I want to remind everybody, it's draft season. We are just moments away from the NFL draft. And Thursday night and Friday night, we are going to be live, bringing you all the draft coverage, Fantasy Pros style, on YouTube.com/Fantasy Pros. So if you haven't already, now is the time. Pause the show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Fantasy Pros. Click that bell for notifications so you know exactly what time we begin. And draft season starts then with us, your friends. And we're going to be bringing you the entire draft. Like I said, round one, round two, round three, all the rounds now. Well, at least rounds one on Thursday and two and three on Friday. And then we'll see how many energy drinks are left in Andrew Erickson's cabinet for Saturday and Sunday. We'll see what goes on then. But before we get to that, if you already subscribed to our YouTube channel, or if you just did, like I told you to, you can enter that contest to win a free Lamar Jackson autographed jersey. Thanks to our friends at pristineauction.com. All you got to do is head over to fantasypros.com/contest, where you can sign up today. You take a screenshot of your subscription and then you sign up at fantasypros.com/contest. And that Lamar Jackson jersey is practically yours. And that's all you have to do. And once again, thanks to our buddies at Pristine Auction, always giving you the coolest swag for NFL season. Gentlemen, all the preparation, everything leads up until the next 24 hours. I know we're excited. I want to start with some surprises, though. Some things that we might think might catch some people off balance. Maybe a few risers, some fallers. So, Andrew Erickson, let's start with you here. Give me some of your risers in the draft after the last couple of days, some of the news and rumors that are floating around that have really changed your mind about what we might see on Thursday night.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with a player that I've never talked about on this show before, and that's Jameson Williams from Alabama. So again, speed. I think that's kind of the name of the game with Jameson Williams. You know, he's been talked about as having 4.3 speed. You know, Tyreek Hill-esque speed, game-shifting speed, and the NFL obsesses over that. You know, a couple years back, Henry Ruggs was not the best wide receiver in his class. He went number one. He was the first guy off the board because he was the fastest. And they just, the league covets speed and these teams are obsessed with it. And when I look at some of the teams picking inside the top 10, whether it be the Jets or the Falcons, I just see Jameson Williams being a really good fit there. And to just continuously see Garrett Wilson be the number one receiver mocked off the board, I just don't think that's going to happen. Like, yes, I think Garrett Wilson is in my, I think that he's the best well-rounded receiver out of all of them in the class, but Williams has that speed element to his game that I think that a team is either going to trade up for to get. So they're going to jump other teams inside the top 10, or it's going to be the Jets that pull the trigger at four. Like, I think that the Jets would be a perfect landing spot for Jameson Williams because he adds another speed element to the game. They were obviously in the Tyreek Hill sweepstakes, and that's when they were the most aggressive. Like, we didn't really hear much about the Jets being in on Devontae Adams. I know, obviously, that there was a connection there with the Raiders, but if he was on the market, you would have thought they would have been more interested. But I think they're really looking for a speed receiver, and with more talks about Drake London potentially going to the Falcons, I do think that Jameson Williams really has a legitimate chance to be the number one receiver off the board. So that's one of my risers. The other one that I really want to talk about is Tyler Smith from Tulsa. Now, he's more of a traitsy guy, but he's still really, really young. And everything I've heard from him, he's going to be a first-round pick. And it's going to be one of those, oh, like, who's this tackle? Like, I mean, I could see even the way that the board shakes out. If the Saints are on the board and let's say the four top offensive tackles have already been drafted, you know, whether it be Trevor Penning, Charles Cross, Evan Neal, and Ike Ikwamu, if those guys are all gone, like, I think that Tyler Smith is going to be the tackle five. And I think that he's going to be drafted in the first round. And I think that people are going to be like, oh, like, who's this guy? Like, we haven't really heard much about him. Obviously, he played at Tulsa, so it's not like this is like some, you know, mega school that this guy's coming out of, but he has all the traits that you'd want in a future franchise left tackle. So those are two guys that I'm kind of like keeping my eyes on as guys. I think that both are going to be at least in the top 20 when it's all said and done.
All right, Derek Brown, let's look under the lid that you've got on backwards and see what surprises are lurking in that head of yours in terms of maybe some guys that are on their way up.
Somewhere Quinn's ears are burning just because of that statement. Just got to throw that out there.
Quinn does not like the hat going backwards. You point your bill. What does he say? You point your bill in the direction of life you want to go, son. Right? Well, there you go. So guys, give me some risers you think, or surprises in the draft that's coming up on Thursday night.
So before I get to my two guys, I got to sit here and say, Erickson's call on Tyler Smith is fantastic. When I pulled up the sheet to sit here and prep for the show, I was like, ah, crap. Like, Erickson already took one of my risers, so I love that call, and one of my fallers. I don't want to foreshadow too much, but the guys that I see there going up the board, one, the betting markets are showing this, and Derek Stingley could be the first cornerback drafted this week. His EDP has climbed up from 13 to 9.5. Now we're getting rumors about the Houston Texans are sniffing around Stingley. And tell me this, guys, and obviously both of y'all are wearing the Patriots and the Coach Bill garb. So tell me if you've heard this. New England Patriots, they got some personnel that's down in Houston. Them coveting a corner that arguably is the best in man coverage in this entire draft. So we don't think that he could land in Houston? Man, I think that Derek Stingley is possibly going to go to Houston inside the top three, inside the top five. So he's one of the guys that I think is rising up boards massively since his pro day. And the guy I'm going to mention here, and I've mentioned him numerous times in my mock draft write-ups on this show as to sneaking in the top, in the first round. And I honestly think that he could be a top 25 selection and that could blow people's socks off. But Arnold Ebiketie, I think, is rising up massively on boards, and he should be. His EDP has climbed all the way from 64 to now 35 since February. And the guy is massively talented. You look at all pass rushers with 100 or more pass rushing snaps. He's 19th in win rate last year per PFF, right ahead of Kayvon Thibodeau. And I think that he falls into a nice, and I say top 25 because he falls into a nice sweet spot of he's going to surprise people. Because if you look at teams that are right outside that top 25, you got Green Bay, you got Arizona, you got Dallas. As just a few teams that could need edge help. And if a lot of these edges go fast and furious, like we're talking about inside the top five, top 10, Jermaine Johnson surprises, Ebiketie's a guy that I could easily see falling inside the top 25. Just there's three or four teams that I just rattled off right there that all need edge help.
All right, fair enough. So those are some guys, Stingley and Ebiketie, who might be rising. Let's flip the script, talk about some guys who might be a little overhyped, maybe getting a lot of publicity, might fall further than they should, or maybe than we anticipate. Andrew Erickson, you have any of those guys in mind who might surprise us in terms of their stock going in the opposite direction?
Yeah, one of them is a quarterback with what might say that has extremely small hands, is Kenny Pickett. And I think that if he doesn't go number 6 overall to Carolina, which I don't think that Carolina is going to go in that direction, I mean, like, he's in, like, free fall. Like, I like, don't know where to mock him when I don't put him on the Carolina Panthers. I'm like, well, no, I think the Pittsburgh likes Malik Willis a little bit more than Kenny Pickett. And then you have teams like the Titans and then the Lions. There's, like, the teams or someone trading back up into the first round to get Kenny Pickett. So where his over-under at in terms of the betting market at 16.5, where it's pretty even odds on both sides, like, I'm smashing the over on that because I just don't see inside the top 20. Like, no, I can't imagine anyone's trying to trade up to get Kenny Pickett because we've seen this so many times with these quarterbacks that don't do anything for their college career, have a really good final year, and then they get drafted in the first round. But we've seen the issues with Kenny Pickett, the concerns that teams have. And I mean, if Carolina isn't going to take him at number six, then why should a team consider taking him with a top 20 pick at all? So I think the Titans at 26, it's kind of like the next legitimate spot. I know they've been kind of sniffing around the quarterback market. Ryan Tannehill's obviously getting a little bit older, and he has a big salary cap hit neck at the end of this year. So it would make sense if the Titans are looking for a new quarterback, one that has big enough hands to at least hand the ball off to Derrick Henry or another running back on the Titans. I think that Kenny Pickett, I mean, I don't want to say he falls out of the first round. Like, I feel like that's just too aggressive. But, I mean, man, I don't know. I don't want to be Kenny Pickett at the draft. Well, he's actually not going to the draft, so maybe it won't be as bad. He won't be stuck in the green room waiting to get drafted like Aaron Rodgers. So Kenny Pickett's a big faller for me. The other two guys, Karlaftis. I a lot of the things I've read about him from, this is the pass rusher from Purdue, you know, he was kind of mocked as like a top 10 guy really early in the process, and just not a lot of buzz around him in terms of it increasing. So it's just like there are other pass rushers. Obviously, Debro mentioned another one, the guy from Penn State. There are a lot of other pass rushers, I think, that are kind of overtaking him. I think Logan Hall from Houston is another interesting guy that could potentially be, you know, a interior or a defensive lineman that a NFL team prefers more in round one than Karlaftis. And I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if we're talking about Karlaftis on Friday and be like, this is the top guy left. Like, this is the guy, the best guy available on day two. So, and this happens sometimes with some of these pass rushers that project to kind of go in the middle, like in the 15, 16. And like guys of note, yeah, Yetur Gross-Matos, Quiddy Pay, you know, some guys that we always thought would be like, oh, like he's like a top 15 pick. And then they end up kind of falling out just because other teams value other edge rushers and defensive linemen over them. So I'm going to say Karlaftis, potentially guy falls out of round one. And then Desmond Ridder, I think that he could fall into round two. I think that Seattle is kind of like honing in on him as their quarterback, and Seattle picks at 40 and 41. So they may just feel like, hey, we're not going to take a quarterback at 9. We're going to wait. And if Ritter's there at 40, like we'll take him. So I think Ridder, I don't think he's going to be a top 20 guy either. I think that, again, Seattle could be one of those teams that gets back up into the first round because they have multiple second round picks. They have the draft capital to get back up into the end of the first round to potentially snag a guy like Desmond Ridder.
All right, so Derek Brown, do you have any quarterbacks or anybody else you think might be falling when push comes to shove and the picks start getting made?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for this quarterback class, I'm going to stay with the quarterback position. I mean, Sam Howell has just been plummeting down boards for a guy that if you go all the way back to December or so before Senior Bowl, before all these different things, his EDP was top 20. Like, he was looked at as a mid-first round pick, and now he's currently sitting at 47. And in his betting line, the juice is actually on the over. It's minus 145, and him going before that is minus 110. So, yeah, I think Sam Howell is going to fall. And you look at these second-round teams, like if somebody doesn't take him in the top part of the second round, like he doesn't go to Seattle, maybe Atlanta, someplace like that, which now sounds like Atlanta's considering a quarterback in the first round. Yeah, Sam Howell can unfortunately fall pretty far here in the NFL draft.
I just threw up in my mouth a little when you said that. At that pick, that's when they're going to take a quarterback?
Ugh. Maybe.
Anyway.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, man. And, like, the other thing about it, Joe, is that, like, if we're staying on fallers, another guy that has gotten at least second-round buzz, and I think he could last all the way to the third round, is John Mechie. If you look back a few weeks, his EDP was in the second round in February, and now he's currently sitting at 66. And he's dipped into the 80s as far as even if you go back to March. So if teams value other positions like Erickson was talking about, and we just don't know, like some of these teams could, like you get to these middle, like not say middle rounds, like it's not the third round, fourth round and stuff like that, but the second round, teams could value, there's a lot of guards in that part of the draft. There's a lot of safeties. there's a lot of other positions of need that teams could say, look, like, yeah, John Metchie's great. He's okay. I mean, he's not like otherworldly. We're like, ooh, we got to go get him. If you're looking at teams draft boards, if like he is neck and neck with somebody like, say, Jalen Tolbert, then I could see one, some players hopping him or teams going other directions and Metchie easily falls into the third round.
Very interesting. You know, I think Metchie would be a great value even in the second round. If you watched him play last year with Alabama, he was terrific. And not just because Jamison Williams was there. The two of them together in tandem were very good and different skill sets, too. They do different things well. So it would certainly be a win. And I'm with both of you guys in terms of I believe that teams are going to show a lot of discipline when it comes to this quarterback class. I don't know if anybody's going to blink and go reach for one at the last minute, the 11th hour, and say, no, we got to have this guy. But if they all stay disciplined, they can all get better personnel in that first round and then have at it and have like a free-for-all in the second round about these quarterbacks, to be honest with you. So that would not shock me if they actually stayed disciplined, but we shall see. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Pristine Auction. My friends, there is no better place to go than Pristine Auction when you're looking for the coolest sports memorabilia that you're going to find anywhere. Everything there is authentic and backed by that certification of authenticity. And not everything there is super crazy expensive. I know some of you are on a budget, but that doesn't mean you can't have some fun and bid on some cool stuff. And when you use that promo code FANTASYPROS, you can start today and get $5 credits on us. That's right. $5, just start bidding with that promo code FANTASYPROS when you sign up at pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. It's quick and free to register. They've got amazing stuff on there. We're talking helmets, jerseys. We're even talking about baseball stuff, basketball stuff, college football, you name it. They've got it over there. And it's not just sports memorabilia too. They've got cool wrestling things. They've got art. They've got so many things that'll make your head spin, but you can't get involved and you can't get the cool stuff in your house unless you start bidding today. And when you do, make sure you use that promo code FANTASYPROS at Pristine Auction. That's pristineauction.com. And now back to the action. So let's get to some bold predictions. Those were our surprise risers and fallers, but now it's time to be bold, like John Wick kind of bold. I want to go out there on a limb. And Derek Brown, let's start with you with this one. Give me your top five bold predictions or top three, however many you might have today. And then we'll poke around and we'll see which one we really want to dive into. So give us the bold. Don't hold back, baby. I want the full Derek Brown experience.
All right. I'll start with like maybe jalapeno pepper and okay. Go all the way to ghost pepper
scale. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I
got let's go spicy. Let's go spicy from a little bit spicy to your mouth might melt. Okay. And I'm going to start with one. Then Erickson kind of foreshadowed this, but Tennessee, we don't know where they're going. And the easy low hanging fruit for a lot of mocks is the guard position. Roger Saffold being gone easily makes it the low hanging fruit that they go with the guard. But like Erickson talked about, they could easily go quarterback here. He talked about Ryan Tannehill is out. Like he's a free agent in 2024. They could cut him and save $18 million against the cap next year. So I think Tennessee going in the first round and maybe even trading up to get a quarterback is not out of the range of outcomes. Staying with the quarterback position, because look, Joe, you talked about it, and there's definitely shade on this quarterback position. I'm going to head down to the Big Easy. I'm going to go with my team, my hometown guys, with the Saints. And I'm going to say, and I alluded to this on a previous mock episode, I'm in the contingent that all this tackle talk and wide receivers is all smoke and mirrors, man. I think they're going to move up and they could go for Malik Willis. You look at where this team has gone, and yes, they got Jameis Winston. He is in the building. He's under a really good contract for the next two seasons. He's been a backup before. So not a role that we haven't seen Jameis Winston operate in. His contract's more favorable in 2023. He's a good bridge option to Malik Willis, letting him sit for a year. The team is ready to win right now and can put good pieces around him. And look, we've seen New Orleans. They have been connected to a lot of mobile quarterbacks over the years. They tried to make the Taysom Hill experience a real thing. Ian Book, they drafted in the middle rounds. They were into Deshaun Watson and tried to get him. They were into the 11th hour to try to get Watson to head down to New Orleans. All of that screams they want a guy that can run. Malik Willis offers that. And no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people. Sam Howell is not going to be a rushing quarterback at the NFL level. Him and his 5-flat-40. So wherever you're at, you can miss me with that. And Desmond Ridder, same thing. I get that he ran a 4-5. He wasn't a rushing option to like this astute level in college. I don't project that when other people in the NFL level all run 4.3s and they're all awesome athletes. So I think Malik Willis could be a target for the Saints, and they could be trading up on draft day. And my final one here, and a lot of this has been talked about, wide receivers going in the first round. And you've heard people, and the line is set at 6.5 right now, taking the over-under. And people have talked about, well, maybe 7 wide receivers could go in the first round. Okay, yeah, it's plausible. I think that's a good number. Maybe 8 go in the first round. I'm going to sit here and kick this up another notch, and I think maybe 9 wide receivers could go inside of the first 32 picks. And this is a perfect storm of a lot of different things. One, wide receiver contracts are through the roof with all these guarantees. So our team's going to be more aggressive in going after a wide receiver class that I've been out there in the streets talking about. I think it's a really good wide receiver class. There's a lot of talent here. You look at expected draft positions, you can name off 8 wide receivers right now that are sitting inside the top 35. So basically knocking on the door first round as far as expected draft position. You add Sky Moore to that list, who is a guy that's gotten some first round buzz, and he's sitting at 42. It takes 1 to 2 teams to surprise. And I can name you 10 teams off the top right now. The Jets, the Commanders, Eagles, Saints, Patriots, Packers, Cowboys, the Titans, the Chiefs, and even the Lions that could use wide receiver help. They could all go grab them in the first round and get the 5th-year options, which right now, even a 5th-year option might look like a bargain in a few years for the wide receiver position. So give me 9. 9 inside the top 32 picks of the NFL draft.
Well, it could be just like a fantasy draft where all of a sudden you see 1 or 2 go, maybe a 3rd one, then people start to panic a little bit. So even though the class is deep, you want to make sure you get one of them, especially with so many teams having that need. I got a question for you. I want to follow up on Malik Willis. Who, in your opinion, if the Saints did want to move up, do they have to leapfrog the Panthers at 6? Would they have to go all the way to make a deal with the Giants or somebody at 5?
I think that they're going to have to get into the top 10. And some of this, we've seen the Saints position themselves in this draft, and everybody says, like, okay, well, they can make a move for a tackle. We're all talking and we're crapping on this quarterback class and saying, okay, maybe it's just not great. There's a world where, like, all of these teams, like, we heard, like, stuff out on social media that, like, a quarterback might not go inside the top 20 picks. Hell, if he doesn't go inside the top 15... Like, I think that the Saints could even just make a small move up into, say, the top 12 and be able to snag Malik Willis and not have to go up to 5 or 6. If Carolina doesn't grab him, and Erickson talked about Kenny Pickett falling down the board if Carolina doesn't take a quarterback. That the same could be for Malik Willis. If they don't take a quarterback, and I think I have not mocked Malik Willis to Carolina at all in this process. That doesn't help them, because we all talk about Malik Willis is probably going to sit a year. Like, if they don't go quarterback, all the quarterbacks are going to fall down the board. So Malik could easily be had inside the top 15 or 12 to 15 picks.
That I agree with, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later in our prop segment. All right, Andrew Erickson, it's your turn. Derek Brown got spicy there with some bold predictions. Give me your big, bold predictions for Thursday night's draft action spectacular.
All right, we'll start with the hot tamale edition of my bold predictions here. So Breece Hall, 25th overall to the Buffalo Bills. I've spoken this spiel many a times
Wait a minute. This isn't a prediction. This is just a fact,
I'm speaking into existence at this point. So
I see.
So, yeah, Breece Hall to the Buffalo Bills. Think it's going to happen. So, yeah, that's my spiel. 6 players from Georgia will be drafted in round 1. And one of them, and the one that will not go in round 1 is N'Kobe Dean. So Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, Lewis Cine, Quay Walker, and George Pickens will all be first-round picks, and N'Kobe Dean will be waiting in the green room being, why didn't I get drafted?
Hey, wow, that's harsh.
Hey, I like that. I like that. That helps my wide receiver hype, okay? I'm with that. I'm with that.
Actually, we think it'd be interesting to look at the odds. You know, how many Georgia defenders versus wide receivers drafted. George Pickens also kind of overlaps there a little bit too, so it'd be kind of an interesting odds bet to make head to head. Now, going to the defensive back room, and this is something I wanted to point out. So, on my latest mock that'll come out today, when you're reading it on Thursday, or whenever this podcast is released, I think that it's important to look at the mock draft. And what I actually did, what I found out was using grinding the mocks, I was able to basically compare the which positions we as mock drafters have been most accurate on since 2018 and which ones we have missed the most on. Like, which have we been so off on? And the position that we're most wrong about is safety and cornerback. And that's because we, as, you know, public figures, we don't necessarily see how the teams view particular players in their defensive schemes. Like, that's why everyone's cornerback board and everyone's safety board could be so different than what the consensus mock is, because we're not, you know, a zone team. We're not a man team. We're just kind of looking at the teams based on just raw talent or looking at the players in that perspective. So it is really hard for us to grade the players because it's like, this guy plays man, this guy plays zone. Like, they're playing two different positions. This guy plays in the slot. This guy plays on the perimeter. So teams value safeties and cornerbacks very differently than I think that the mocks will represent. So I think that there's an advantage to betting on some of these cornerbacks and safeties that are kind of valued lesser than the top guys, because I think that we could see a lot of guys. I think that we could see, Kyle Hamilton, I think, is the consensus safety one, but I think that you could see Lewis Seen from Georgia valued more than Daxton Hill, or even some of these other guys like the Jaquan Brisker or Jalen Petrie. Like, I feel like a lot of these safeties could be safety two on some of these boards. So I think there's some value into betting on some of these guys being the second safety off the board. And I just think it is a strong safety class as well. So I'm going to go with my bold predictions. Three safeties will be drafted in the first round. So Kyle Hamilton, Daxton Hill, and Lewis Seen. Right now, I believe the line is at 1.5. So I think that that's a good thing to kind of jump on. And same thing with cornerback. You know, Kyler Gordon, I mentioned this on a couple shows. He's going to the draft. Not Trent McDuffie, not Derek Stingley, not Andrew Booth, not Kyrie Elam. It's Amon Sauce Gardner and Kyler Gordon that are going to the NFL draft. So I think that this kind of buys into that narrative that Kyler Gordon will be a first round pick because NFL teams like the fact that he can play out on the outside and on the perimeter. And yes, he was playing across from another cornerback, but I think that he played more on the outside. And McDuffie played a lot in the slot. And I think that Gordon actually has more of the translatable size, speed, athleticism that teams may actually like more. Again, it's going back to we don't necessarily care who was better in college. We care, okay, this is what you did in college. That was great. Who's going to be better in the NFL? And I think Kyler Gordon might be viewed as teams as, I think this guy can be better in the NFL than necessarily he was at the collegiate level. And then my last big one that I want to get into here is Drake London is going to be an Atlanta Falcon when it's all said and done. I don't know if they'll move up. I don't know if they'll move down. I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that he's going to be an Atlanta Falcon. And, you know, I dove deep into this because I'm convinced the Falcons will draft a receiver. You know, Terry Fontenot comes from the New Orleans Saints with Mickey Loomis.
And this is what I was waiting for. I was waiting for your connected dots. Drake London was a kindergarten student of somebody that ended up working in the Falcons organization that knew Arthur Blank. Nobody connects these dots the way Erickson does. So go ahead. How's the Drake London connection work? I'm dying to find out.
It gets wild here. So Terry Fontenot comes from Mickey Loomis, that type of scouting system. And Mickey Loomis has never really had an issue spending up on wide receivers. Like, he spent a lot of high-end draft capital on wide receivers. So I feel confident that the Falcons will go for a receiver at pick 8. Obviously, there's a need for it. Right now, we got Auden Tate slated in as wide receiver 1. That is not a formula for success. So we're going to try to get another receiver to complement Kyle Pitts. And I think that something that I found was interesting was Kyle Smith is the new vice president of player personnel for the Atlanta Falcons, formerly of the Washington Commanders. He was in the same role in 2020. Now, when he was referring to and talking about a player, Antonio Gandy-Golding, he was referring to this player, and, you know, they asked him about AGG, and they're like, oh, like, what do you guys think about him? He's like, yo, no, we like AGG a lot because we want to build a team of basketball players at wide receiver. And Drake London played basketball at USC. Like, he was on the team his freshman year, and that's kind of what he's been his archetype is. You know, this big basketball guy, been comped to Mike Williams, Mike Evans, someone that can go up and get the ball and be a menace and make these contested catches. So I think that there's going to be a great connection there with what Arthur Smith wants to build, what Terry Fontenot wants to build with this offense. And Kyle Smith is Terry Fontenot's right-hand man. There's an article at it on the Atlanta Falcons website. You can go check it out. And because I know I did, because I wanted to kind of connect the dots here. So I do think that Arthur Smith and the Falcons are trying to build a basketball type of receiving core. Obviously, they went after Kyle Pitts last year. And just, you know, the cherry on top here, you know, Kyle Smith, again, the vice president of player personnel for the Atlanta Falcons, his dad, AJ Smith, former GM of the San Diego Chargers. his first year in 2003. He signed, this undrafted free agent by the name of Antonio Gates, a guy who never played college football and became one of the greatest, if not the greatest tight end in NFL history. So, yeah.
That was basketball. Amazing. I picture your office, Derek Howe. Whenever you're watching one of those crime shows where they've got all those lines with all those thumbtacks of thread going to all these different things, I imagine that's Andrew Erickson sitting there and he's looping all of these threads. He's going back and forth and all this. By the way, Antonio Gates was also, I think at some point in time, I think he was a big brother or something to Drake London, who was also, I think, in Footloose with Kevin Bacon somehow. I don't know how, but Kevin Bacon somehow connected in this as well. But that was some incredible investigative journalism. Who needs Rappaport and Schefter? Because we've got Andrew Erickson. That was well done.
He's a meme. I mean, he's a meme. It's like out of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, he's like, okay, so if this connects to this, then this connects. Okay, 6 degrees separation. Love it.
If he's right on Thursday night, then all of that work was worth it. I love it.
Andrew, we're going to have to meme it.
Spectacular. Yep. I almost feel like we should stop the show, but there's other things I want to talk about. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about NordVPN. Look, everybody, I know staying safe online is an ever-growing challenge for all of us, and NordVPN allows you to change your IP address, which makes you harder to track and secures your privacy. I hear all the time that VPNs are known for slowing down your internet speed, but not NordVPN. It's the world's fastest VPN, and there's no reason you should have to ever sacrifice your internet speed for security. With NordVPN, your internet traffic is routed through a secure encryption tunnel that protects your data and your privacy, and that's really important, especially nowadays. And you can even put up to 6 devices on it. That means a laptop, a phone, a smart TV, iPad, giving you the peace of mind that all your devices are protected. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/fantasypros. Again, that's Nord, N-O-R-D, vpn.com/fantasypros to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus free threat protection and one additional month for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's nordvpn.com/fantasypros. And now, back to the action. Let's switch gears to some props and see if we can make our money work for us. And obviously, if you want to get a sense, these things are changing very quickly. Things that we like got pulled before the show. Things are changing all over the place, but we encourage you to use our Betting Pro site, bettingpros.com, if you're looking to make your wagers, because you have them all right there in front of you with all the different betting houses. You can pick your prop bets, anything out there you could possibly imagine you want to bet on. It's over at bettingpros.com. And then you can see where you can get your best consensus odds and then go ahead and make your wagers off of that. And I went and I used Betting Pros to get a couple too, because to me, I think it's fun to play that quarterback market, especially if you're a casual fan. If you don't want to get into the defensive end of things, you don't really care. I was looking at a couple of the props here. One was total quarterbacks drafted in round one. The under 3.5 is at -110. I mean, that's the consensus number. So you can find that in a lot of places. That is a lock. I mean, we were just talking about all these quarterbacks fading out. Even if there isn't discipline in the league, to me, there's going to be discipline enough that maybe you get Pickett. You probably get Willis. I don't think you get a third one in there at all. So the 3.5, I think, is a very safe number. And then there's another one too, which is if you want to make wagers specifically on these guys, you could see the consensus at Betting Pros for Malik Willis, right? To go to the Steelers, I found the best one, which is a Fox bet at +280. And then for the Panthers at +500 over on FanDuel. So you can sprinkle a little cheese on each. You can put $20 on the Fox bet one for the Steelers at 280 and for the Panthers at 500 and see which one comes in. Because if you hit on one of them, then you've covered all your bases. But that's the nice thing about Betting Pros. It basically has all of them out there. If you want to bet on Malik Willis, if you want to bet on the quarterbacks, whatever you want to bet on, you can go find the best line and then go do it directly from Betting Pros. So, Derek Brown, let's go to you here and start with some of the guys that you might think is worth sprinkling a little bit of chips on as well. This is a draft in Vegas, after all.
I'm going to splash the pot here. I'm going to go Derek Stingley. He's still +150 to go in the top five. I would be hammering that. That line has been going down and down. I think it was +300 yesterday. So definitely be grabbing that ASAP while you're listening to this show, as well as Drake London. We talked about him going to the Falcons. Love Erickson's call there. That's where I've been mocking him in every single one of my mock drafts. He's +125 to go top 10. I don't think he sneaks outside of the top 10. He could go as high as the top five. I think it's easily plausible that the Jets say, you know what? We got a few edge guys that are the same on our boards. Let's get our guy at wide receiver, and then we'll figure out who's left at 10 or if we have to trade up. So those two are sticking out to me, as well as I like Erickson's call about secondary, but instead of the safeties, I'm going to head to the cornerback position. And I like the over bet of over 4.5 corners taken in the first round. It's still plus 120 over DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, if you head over to Grinding the Mocks, and we've mentioned this website, fantastic website that pulls together all these different mock drafts. They have 6 cornerbacks with expected draft positions that are less than 32. And if you want to go the history and trends route and attack it that way, in 2021, 5 were selected in the first round. Go all the way back to 2020, 6 cornerbacks went inside of the first round. And we have so much cornerback talent. I think that there's a lot of teams that are in the late 20s or 30s. Heck, teams could trade up to get a few of these corners and get that fifth year option. So I love the over 4.5 in the first round. And just before I flip this over to Erickson, first wide receiver selected, there's still some meat on the bone. For Jameson Williams is sitting at plus 175 and Drake London's at plus 250. I think those two guys are the highest chances for myself to be the first wide receiver taken off the board. So that's kind of where I'm at least pushing my chips in right now.
I love that plus money, that plus 120 on the cornerbacks, by the way, to go 4.5, to go the over on that. I like that one a lot. Andrew Erickson, how about you? What have you looked at the prop market in terms of wagering for the NFL that's really stuck out to you that you think is worth a look for our listeners?
All right. So this one, you might have to wait till day two to get in on. But Jeremy Ruckert, Ohio State, to be the number 2 tight end off the board is plus 500. And, you know, DraftKings, you got to check the player because they spelled his name wrong on the bet. There's no respect for Jeremy Ruckert.
Disrespect.
There's no respect for him because he didn't catch any passes at Ohio State because he was playing with like 3 future first round picks. Like, okay, sorry, man. Like, it's hard to catch passes when you're surrounded by just this elite talent. So
you have Wilson and Olave and all those guys.
Jameson Williams had to leave Ohio State so he could catch passes. It's like, what do you expect? Jeremy Rucker's going to catch anything? It's like, no, he's not going to catch anything. So I think that Rucker is being undervalued by just the consensus as a whole. Like, it's easy to pick and look at, oh, McBride caught a ton of passes. Dolchitz, oh, like, great receiver. It's just easy to look at the numbers and be like, oh, like, these guys are just better than Rucker. But Ruckert can do everything that a real-life tight end and what's actually coveted in the NFL. Like, NFL teams actually care that Ruckert's a good blocker and that he's actually has good hands and he can run routes. He actually is a full-time tight end that could actually do everything that you'd want. So the fact that guys like Dulcich and other tight ends are being mocked ahead of him, I mean, he's actually fallen to tight end 5 and grinding the mocks, you know, in the most recent update. And I just think that's ludicrous. So maybe this number gets even better by the time the draft ends up rolling around. So again, if you're licking your wounds after day one, Ruckert is the guy to make you get back into the action for day two. So I think Ruckert is a player that I want to get in on. And just like a side note on Ohio State players in general, when I'm referring back to that study that I did looking at the grinding the mocks, Ohio State was actually one of the teams that the public actually undervalued the most. So a lot of the way that we were looking at Ohio State was ADP mock drafts were actually undervaluing Ohio State players as a whole. So Ohio State players were actually going higher than most people were mocking them. So kind of things that can keep in mind with a guy like, you know, Chris Olave, you know, he's kind of like always kind of pegged as a wide receiver 4. Hey, who's to say he doesn't go in front of Garrett Wilson? Like that could happen, you know. You look at last year, people thought that Olave was better. You know, people think that Olave is more pro-ready. Maybe Garrett Wilson has a higher ceiling, but depending on which team is on the board, I think it's just kind of interesting with some looking at some of these Ohio State players. The other team that was mentioned there was Georgia, which is why I like going in on a lot of these Georgia players, and which is why I like Lewis Cine to be the second safety off the board at plus 300. Again, just going back to what I found through my studies, safety and cornerback are two positions that we value differently than the teams do. The public values them differently. So a team falling in love with Cine, I mean, he's definitely a round one talent. I think that the move with a lot of these is to bet on these round one guys talent wise. It's like this guy should be in round one, but he's not being going there because of, you know, X, Y, and Z, because this player is ranked higher than him in the consensus. So I think there's an edge to be had with those types of players. So Lewis Cine is plus 300 to be the second safety off the board, and he's also plus 120 to go in the first round. Other guys I like to go in the first round at plus money, Kyler Gordon, talked about him already, the cornerback from Washington, and Logan Hall, defensive tackle from Houston. It wasn't that long ago we saw Peyton Turner also go in the first round from Houston. Ed Oliver is another guy that went in the first round from Houston. So, look, there's something about the Houston uniform or whatever I'm playing on that defensive line that NFL teams tend to flock towards. But I've heard a lot of buzz about Hall being a guy. So, you know, if you're out on Karloftis, potentially, you know, you're doing your mock draft, you're trying to figure out, like, who you can kind of fill in at the end of the draft as a, oh, like, this guy, he wasn't on my radar. I think Logan Hall is going to be someone I'm probably going to end up putting in my final mock draft because I think that he's just gotten enough buzz. And he's a good player. I think he's definitely worth a first-round pick. And then lastly, Quay Walker is going to be a linebacker too. Like, he's going to go in the first round, and N'Kobe Dean isn't. And it's just because I think that Quay Walker has a more transferable skill set to the NFL, and I think the NFL teams will like him a little bit more. He has the length and the size, and I think that NFL teams are going to like that a little bit more than with N'Kobe Dean. So Quay Walker, linebacker 2. I know that they took this off a lot of the books, so you're going to have to do some line chopping to get Quay Walker. I know I couldn't get it in, but we'll see. And in London, again, plus 125 to be a top 10 pick and to be the second wide receiver selected off the board. Drake London.
There you have it. All right. Now, if we've just whet your appetite, you just want some more, make sure you head over to bettingpros.com/draft odds, where we have a whole page of NFL draft odds right for you. And this whole prop bet segment, like I said, was powered by bettingpros.com. So head over to bettingpros.com/draft odds to get that. And if you can't get even enough of that there, you can even get more information from Betting Pros podcast, which just dropped yesterday, from Thomas Viola, who's our host of that show. He had Ian Cameron on to break down their favorite prop bets as well. So there's so many to get to, but no matter how many you bet, you'll still be behind Matthew Friedman. I can guarantee you that. You're still behind him. And not to mention all the other surprises and things that we talked about here in the show. We've got more content for you at fantasypros.com available. Also, we got draft surprises, bold predictions, all of that is in an article at fantasypros.com. So between bettingpros.com and fantasypros.com, we've got you covered. Oh, wait. And we've also got the live draft covered too. That's right. Don't forget, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Be there. YouTube.com/fantasypros. Andrew Erickson, Derek Brown, Matthew Friedman, and me, Joey P., hosting the draft. It's the perfect second screen experience. So if you got the draft on, you could probably even just lower that and just listen to us, because we all know deep down you care about these picks for your fantasy teams. And so do we. So we're going to be taking you through all the fantasy implications, all the wagering implications as well. So if you want to have some fun in the NFL draft, we're the place to do it at Fantasy Pros. But you got to be one of the cool kids and subscribe to the YouTube channel to do it. Click that little bell for notifications. Oh, and then don't forget, when you do, you might as well enter fantasypros.com/contest to win that Lamar Jackson jersey, thanks to our good friends at pristineauction.com. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Pristine Auction. Head over to pristineauction.com today. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. And use that promo code FANTASYPROS to get a $5 credit and start bidding today on the coolest sports memorabilia you ever seen in your entire life. And then take back your privacy on the internet with this exclusive deal from NordVPN over at nordvpn.com/fantasypros. That's nordvpn.com/fantasypros. So we're going to try to take a nap and then get ready for the draft on Thursday night. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown and Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.